The next speaker that we have been waiting for, I have a list a mile long of things that this gentleman has done. And so, if you'd like to take some notes, now get your pen up. Dr. Sean Talbot, he has a PhD for one, so he's kind of smart, a little bit anyway. He is actually the recipient, I'm just going to read this, a recipient of a dozen competitive research awards and has published over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, health, and fitness. He knows a little bit about something. He holds a diploma in sports nutrition from the International Olympic Committee and has served as a nutrition consultant and educator for elite level athletes in a variety of sports, including professional triathletes, members of the Utah Jazz, the United States Ski and Snowboard Association during the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, the Performance Enhancement Team for the United States Track and Field Association and the United States Olympic Training Centers. Also, Dr. Talbot has received his Master of Science in Exercise Science from University of Massachusetts and his PhD in Nutritional Biochemistry from Rutgers University. He has also completed the Entrepreneurial Master's Program from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I can't even hardly say all this stuff. Do what you did. And is a fellow of both the American College of Sports Medicine and the American College of Nutrition. Dr. Talbot obviously has a wonderful scientific background in nutrition and product development, which actually helps further his mission of just bringing healthy things and choices to people like us who want to better our health. He is a husband to Julie. They have two children and two field spaniels. Is that still current?
That's right.
Okay. No new baby puppies. And also he loves to ski and is an avid competitor in triathlons, including 16 Ironmans or more. Is it more than that now?
18 now.
Okay, 18. And ultramarathons, which is 50 to 100 miles. And one last thing, or two things yet. Wait, hold on, there's more. You've done more.
I'm willing to go here.
2014 Fittest CEO. Okay, so that's a huge thing. Is that like a 3-day event?
Right.
And so like CEOs from across the country have competed. Sean Talbot did rather poorly last year. He got second. And so this year, he got first place. Also, there's a rumor. No, just wait. There's a rumor that, was it in August? Did you do some kind of a triathlon like the first week of August? Then he went to Leadville, Colorado the very next weekend and rode bike for 100 miles. And I know there are people in here who have been to Leadville, Colorado, and you cannot breathe there very well. The weekend after, he ran the Leadville 100. And it is insane. I mean, I've done these things, but he probably had better times than me. So here he is, Dr. Sean Talbot. He knows a lot.
Thank you. I think I'm going to try to use this one. Is this on? Can you guys hear me? Okay, let me try to put this on. Well, thank you. That was a great introduction. I appreciate that. My mother would be proud. Let me see if I can switch this around real quick. All right, can you hear me if I wear it like that?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for being here. I know it's a tough time of year to get people out and about with all the stressful holiday things that are going on. Where's Teresa? Where did she go sit down? There you are. Okay. So full disclosure here, I have not kissed Garth Brooks. So you got me there. Teresa mentioned her bracelets that are over there. Go check them out. You know, I've got a couple in my bag there. I'm going to bring one home to my wife and one home to my daughter. And it'd be nice if other people could bring some home. You know, they're over there, and you can pick them up for $10 each. So that was a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that. So tonight I'm going to talk for, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, maybe 50 minutes, hopefully less than an hour. And what I want to give you guys a perspective for is how to maintain balance in our bodies, right? All of what I'm going to talk about is how we can feel better, how we can perform better, how we can look better. And it all comes back to balancing our biochemistry, keeping our bodies in balance against all the things in the environment that can unbalance us, right? So all the stress that we face, you know, this is a perfect time of year to be talking about stress. When I talk about stress, I talk about cellular stress. I talk about biochemical stress. I'll talk about, if we talk about a condition like what you're going through right now, that's a particular kind of stress on the body, right? It's a stress at the cellular level. It's a stress at the DNA level. You know, there's all kinds of ways we can describe that. But it all comes back to keeping our bodies in balance. Can't hear me? No? Okay. Is there any way we can turn this up, or can I put this on differently?
Sean, you're talking outside of it, so. Can we do it?
Yeah.
It's my journalism degree going to work. Do it on that one.
Now it's gonna hit. It's gonna. No. Let me see if I can do this. Bear with me for a second.
There you go.
This will do it. No, that didn't do it either. How's that? Better. Okay. Awesome. So this is what I'm talking about, this idea of balance. Now, is that too loud now? No? Okay, good. This idea of balance in the body, right? This is really what all of this is going to be about. If we and the reason why I talk about balance is because if we feel stressed out, it's because something in our body is out of balance. Some aspect of biochemistry, a stress hormone, an enzyme, a neurotransmitter, all of that. One thing that I say a lot is that biochemistry drives our behavior. So the reason that we feel energetic or fatigued or happy or sad or mentally focused or brain fog or any of that kind of stuff is all due to our biochemistry. It's due to something in our bodies that we can point to. And the reason why I think that's important isn't just because it's cool to study it, but if we can find out what it is that's out of balance in your body, by rebalancing it, we can help you feel better. We can help you look better. We can help you perform better. We can help you be better at whatever it is that you're trying to do. And so if we think about that idea of balance, we also have to ask ourselves, what are some of the things that are causing us to be out of balance? What are the things around us, in our bodies, in our environment, in our worlds, that are causing us to get to that state of imbalance? And if you think about what those are, here's a short list of them, right? Emotional stresses, physical stresses, environmental stresses, non-optimal diet. These are just a few of the things that can set our bodies out of balance, set our cells out of balance, lead us to a place that I would just sort of broadly refer to as cellular stress. So if you look at these, I'm not going to go through all of these, but of the ones that I have up there, what do you think is the most predominant one, the one that affects the most people the most of the time?
Emotional
stress, yeah. But any of those in particular? Bills. It's bills. It's money. It's financial stress, right? A lot of people realize that. But I think a lot of people don't realize why these kinds of pervasive chronic stressors are so detrimental for our health. Financial stress in particular is the number one stress that most people experience because, you know, there's more month than there is money, right? You get to the end of the month, you know, and you go, uh-oh, we need to tighten our belts, or we're not going to make the mortgage payment, or we're not going to be able to fill up the gas tank, we're not going to, whatever, you know, it's something that's always there in the back of our minds. And, you know, you notice that there's no big sort of life-threatening stressors up here. There's no earthquakes and typhoons and hurricanes and things like that. It isn't that kind of big stress. It's these little unrelenting, sort of low-grade chronic stressors that are always there in the back of your mind. Having it there transmits itself throughout your entire body. So the stress of worrying about money all the time transmits itself through your stress hormones, it changes your blood sugar levels, it does all kinds of detrimental things for our health. So much so that the kind of work that I do, you can see right here I've got a list of different types of stressed out people. So when I work with athletes, we're looking at athletes who are under a unique kind of stress called overtraining, right? They've trained too much and they haven't recovered enough. And so they're under a particular kind of stress that breaks down their muscles and breaks down their immune system and leads them to be more likely to get sick and hurt and injured and stuff like that. We can look at dieters, people who are trying to lose weight and are restricting their calories. They're starving themselves. That's a particular kind of stress that actually encourages them to hold on to their weight. And so it's very hard for them to lose weight. We can look at people who are just normally stressed out. We look at people who have moderate levels of just psychological stress, you know, family issues and work deadlines and things like that. And then we can look at this kind of stress, short sleepers. A short sleeper is somebody who gets 6 hours of sleep versus 8 hours of sleep. Is there anybody in that category in this room right now? Yeah, I can see almost every head is nodding up and down right now. How many, just by a show of hands, how many people would say that on average they probably get about 6 hours a night? Yeah, maybe 70% of the hands just went up, right? That's about the average in the United States right now, about 6.5 hours. And if you compare that person, a 6.5 hour sleeper, to what we're supposed to get, which is around 8, 8.5 hours, you can measure them biochemically. You can show that short sleeper, just missing a couple hours of sleep, increases your stress hormone exposure, cortisol exposure, by about 50%. Right? So you have a lot more of this stress hormone just because you missed a couple hours of sleep. And you might go, oh, well, big deal. Well, it is a big deal because we can measure that cortisol level and show that now that cortisol is going to interfere with another hormone called insulin, which is responsible for keeping our blood sugar levels normalized. Now that your insulin isn't working properly, your blood sugar levels fluctuate a lot more than it should. So when it's high, you're not burning fat. When it's low, you're hungry for junk food, and so you start eating sweets and junk food and cupcakes and things like that. And when you eat that food, because you're gonna eat it, right? When that biochemical signal goes, you can only resist it for a certain amount of time, and then finally you're gonna eat that food. When you eat it, your body's in a metabolic state where it's more likely to gain that weight around your abdominal area, so you'll gain belly fat preferentially. And so you think about that. Just because you missed those 2 hours of sleep, that stress has now been transmitted through your body biochemically through all these steps, making you basically pre-diabetic just because you missed a couple hours of sleep. That's what I mean by this cellular stress leading us to ill health, leading us to a place that we don't want to be. And so we can also measure mood levels, we can measure mental focus levels, we can measure depression indexes. All of that stress that we're under, all of these sources that you see up here, lead us to a place where we feel tired and we feel old and we feel worn down. And it's all because our bodies are out of balance, right? One of the things that just blows my mind sometimes is when I meet people and they just go, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, it's just a normal situation for me. It's just me getting older. It's just because I'm not eating quite right. And they kind of accept it. And what I want people to realize is that we don't have to accept it. There's actually some very, very easy, very effective ways that we can get ourselves back into balance. And in doing so, achieve that sort of better us that we all should be striving for. So that's sort of the bad news. We know that if this is the environment that we live in, if this is our world, and if sometimes our dinner is going to look like that, you know, a bowl of French fries and a Coke, right? Sometimes that happens. Did anybody have this on the way here, you know, tonight? No, no one's going to admit that anyway, right? You know, but sometimes that's what we have because it's a busy world. Sometimes this is the air we breathe. Sometimes we're going to be under stress. Sometimes we're going to be in pain. Sometimes we're going to be not quite perfect, right? And sometimes that's all the time. And if that's the world we live in, we have to do everything that we can, right? So I'm going to stand up here on stage, and I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist, so you should expect me to say, you know, if this is the world we live in, what we really need to do is eat our 5 to 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables every day. How many people do that? 3 hands. Excellent. That's like 1% of the room. How many people get 8 hours of sleep every night? Okay, a little bit better. Maybe 5% of the hands went up. How many people are physically active on more days of the week than not? Yeah, a little bit better, maybe 25% of the hands went up. How many people do a good job of managing their stress levels? No hands? Come on, you guys. Right? So it doesn't do you guys or me any good for me to stand up here and say, you know what you need to do? Get your 8 hours of sleep, manage your stress, get your 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, be physically active all the time. right? Because I'm not the first person who's ever said that to you, right? I try to be a realist because I'm right there with you. I can't do all those things every single day, and I'm a professional nutritionist, for God's sakes. So this is why, I will talk about herbal supplements too. I'll talk about how turmeric, how green tea, how quercetin, how pine bark, how any of these kinds of nutraceutical kinds of products can help us to maintain that balance when we can't do all of those things we know we're supposed to be doing. Okay, because that is the world. So I want to share this with you first. This is our vision and mission statement that we use in the R&D department at LifeVantage to try to drive where we're going with the kinds of products that we develop. Because the science on its own is cool. You know, I get up in the morning every single day to do science and collect data and present it at scientific conferences and things like that. That's my reason for being. And as sad as that sounds, you know, someone's sitting there like, oh, that poor guy. He needs to get a life, right? But that is my life. And this is what kind of drives it. But, you know, doing the science and building the products in and of themselves is not the most important thing. The most important thing is being able to apply those products out there in the world to help somebody rebalance themselves so they can regain their health, or so they can regain their mood, or they can reduce their stress, or they can do whatever it is that gets them to where they want to be. So I view LifeVantage as a lifestyle development company, right? There's a product aspect to that. There's a business aspect to that. We can talk about that later. Here's our vision in R&D, to help people around the world to develop their best selves and live their best lives. And I'll get into this a little bit as I go through, but the products, if you can restore that balance in somebody, they'll feel their best. And if they do that, they're gonna wanna pay that forward in some very important ways. And then this mission, you know, the mission has to be sort of a guiding principle that helps us every single day decide, are we going the right direction? Bring innovation and inspiration through a compelling global business opportunity, offering science-based products that help everyone feel, look, and perform their best. Those are the three big buckets that we're building in. Feel your best, look your best, perform your best. And, you know, people will say to me sometimes, you know, where do you guys get your ideas for products? You know, when you do a research study on a particular herb or a blend of herbs, where does that idea come from? People think that we're just sitting around waiting for, you know, eureka moments in the laboratory or something like that. I wish we were doing that. But what we're really doing is pilfering ideas from ancient societies, right? That's kind of what we do, because I work with people who study traditional Chinese medicine or traditional Greek medicine or traditional Indian medicine, which is called Ayurveda. Those are systems of medicine that have been around for 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years, and what has survived until today are the formulas that work. So in TCM, I've got TCM colleagues who will suggest a blend of herbs, and we'll go through it, and sometimes we'll use it as the blend of 8 herbs. Sometimes we'll break it down and we'll say, we'll use these 4, or we'll use this 1. And we'll conduct some Western scientific studies on those ancient medicines. And we'll come back very often to the TCM guys and we'll say, you know what? We measured hormones, or we measured neurotransmitters, or we measured oxidative stress or whatever. And you know what? Your stuff works. And they kind of would pause and go, well, duh, of course it works. We wouldn't use it for 3,000 years if it didn't work, right? The things that they're suggesting to us are the things that have stood the test of time, and now we're able to apply these Western techniques to measure the biochemistry and correlate the psychology and that kind of stuff to show, in TCM 3,000 years ago, they might have been trying to, you know, restore a deficiency of the qi in the body. Does anybody understand that? If I say the qi, does anyone know what that means? What's qi? Life force and energy. Who just said that? Yeah, life force and energy is qi. That doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. In my world, I don't measure qi. I measure something called vigor. That's a scientific technique from Western psychology research of measuring a psychological outcome. Here's the definition of it. Physical energy, mental acuity, emotional well-being, that's vigor. The opposite of that is something that we call burnout, right? You guys have heard that word before, right? So when I'm measuring vigor, what I'm actually measuring is the Chinese concept of qi. Or I'm measuring the, Let me go here. I'm measuring the Polynesian concept of mana. I'm measuring the Ayurvedic concept of prana. So somebody here in this audience, Americans, would probably just say, oh, it's energy. Or on a little bit deeper level, I feel like I have an edge. I feel like, does anyone know the word flow? This is a mental state where you're so in the moment of what you're doing that time just sort of falls away, right? Artists get into flow. Athletes get into flow when they're achieving their highest level of mental and physical performance. The zone, people refer to this sometimes. Rowers will sometimes call it swing, when the boat is just kind of effortlessly moving across the water, right? So that's a state that we would want to be in most of the time. You're feeling good physically and mentally, and it's a state of emotional well-being. That's what we should be feeling all the time, every single minute. But we don't. What most people feel is a complete flip-flop. So where most people should be is you should have good energy in the day, good mental focus, you should be firing on all cylinders, and then when the evening comes, you should naturally relax and be able to have low stress and just good relaxation, and you're sort of not tired, but you're calm and relaxed. What most people have, though, is a flip-flop circadian rhythm where in the daytime, you're not energized and mentally focused and clear of mind and things like that. You're fatigued. You're dragging yourself through the day. You just can't wait until you fall into bed at night. And then what happens when as soon as your head hits the pillow? Your head starts going, right? And you can't relax enough to get a good night's sleep. So instead of being energetic in the day and relaxed at night, most of us have a circadian rhythm that's flip-flopped, where we're fatigued in the day and we're restless and tense at night. And the reason that we're out of balance that way is because of our biochemistry, because of all those stressors that I mentioned to you before. But the good news is we can rebalance us. So let me. I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit here and get into more of, you know, if we call it energy instead of chi or vigor or well-being, what does that really mean? I've been studying this for at least a dozen years. It's sort of a specialty area of research, and it all comes back to if somebody isn't energetic, right? If they don't put that label on, they put the label of fatigue on. We want to find out what really is driving their sensation of fatigue in their bodies. And so what we find sometimes is that it's not really tiredness per se, because we can measure that. Sometimes it's depression. Sometimes their mood is not really where they want to be, and we can measure that, but the person is saying they're fatigued. Sometimes it's brain fog, and we can measure that as a parameter called confusion. Sometimes they'll have that, but what they'll be saying is they're fatigued, right? People won't say, how are you doing today? Well, I just feel confused, right? People, we don't talk that way, right? Even though that is actually what might be going on in the body, you're just going to say that you're fatigued. It could be stress. It could be all kinds of different triggers that is leading us just to go, oh, I'm just exhausted, right? That's another word that we tend to use. And so I've been doing programs like this to say, here are these herbs that work, here's a sleep program that works, here's a dietary intervention that works. There's lots of ways we know we can rebalance somebody, whether they're an athlete, whether they're stressed out, whether they're trying to lose weight, whatever the case may be. And a bunch of years ago, this happened. I'm gonna tell you a quick story. We were having one of our public seminars like this to try to improve vigor in people. And, you know, we were to the point of the class where everybody wanted to share how they were feeling after being on this regimen for a couple of weeks. And one guy got up and talked about how his energy level was better. Another person got up and said how their mental clarity was back and the fog had just lifted. And somebody else talked about their mood. And then a woman in the middle got up and she said, you know, I get the energy and my mood is better and my thinking is more clear and my stress levels are down and I'm feeling much better. But you could see that none of that description really captured it for her. It wasn't what she was feeling in her body and her mind, but she didn't have quite the right word for it. It wasn't quite energy and it wasn't quite mood, and she wasn't going to say vigor because that's not the way we talk, and she didn't even know what chi was probably. And she just kind of gave up because she didn't know how to describe it to everybody. And she goes, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And she gets so embarrassed because everybody laughed like that. They were like, vacuum? vacuuming. What is up with that? And she kind of sunk down in her seat and tried to disappear. And I really had to single her out, because that description that she felt so much better now, that she felt like getting up and doing something, that's chi. That's prana. That's vigor. That's a particular kind of energy that is not just making you feel better, it's making you feel motivated. So that's probably a better way to describe it. That her vacuuming was her feeling motivated to do something. And that's a pretty good place to be when we can rebalance somebody biochemically like that. So when I study vigor and study how to get someone to vacuum more, we look at it this way. We look at the big four switches biochemically that we can rebalance in people. So if any of these are out of balance, if you have too many free radicals and your body is oxidized, if you have the wrong kind of inflammatory cytokines and not the anti-inflammatory kind, and your body's overinflamed, if your glucose levels are fluctuating too much because your insulin hormone isn't working efficiently, or if you have too many overexposure to stress hormones like cortisol, any of those can lead you to have low vigor. And one of the problems with studying it, and not a problem with studying it, it's fun to study it, but one of the problems in the people that we do study is that if they're unbalanced in one, they're very likely unbalanced in the others. That's the bad news. So if you have a lot of stress and a high cortisol exposure, that's going to interfere with your blood sugar levels. That is going to interfere with your ability to stay low inflammation in your body. That's going to interfere with your ability to maintain cellular health and stay at a low oxidative state. So it's very much like a dominoes game. Once one of them goes, the others start to go in the wrong direction. But the good news part of that story is that once you reset one of them, the other ones start to reset again too. It's frustrating if they're going in the wrong direction, but it's very, very affirming when they all go in the right direction, because it's literally life-changing for people when they start feeling that good again. And we know that we can do it with what I jokingly refer to sometimes as weeds and seeds, right? It's that is really what in these things, in these fruit extracts, in these root extracts, in these leaves, in these twigs, in these stems that they've been using for thousands and thousands of years, we have the opportunity now to be able to say, well, what are the bioactives in there that are actually having this effect? And if we can identify that, we can do an extract to concentrate some of those kinds of things. So green tea, for example, has compounds called catechins that are, a lot of them are profoundly anti-cancer. A lot of them can protect the body from inflammation and from oxidation. We can look at something like the curcumin in turmeric. We can look at the sulforaphane in broccoli. We can look at quercetin that you find in apples and onions. So all of those kinds of bioactives, we can find out how they work and what they work on, and then concentrate them in certain foods. We can take them as supplements and take them in a form that, if we're not going to eat the food, I want you to eat the food, but if you're not going to eat the food or not eat it on a regular basis, you can supplement with it and still get that benefit. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about how we build that idea of biochemical balance into some of these products. So the first one I'll talk about is our product Protandim. So Protandim is a blend of five herbal extracts that have been used in traditional Indian medicine, traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And people will look at it and they'll go, oh, it's an antioxidant. And it's really so much more than that. I would love if we had a different word to describe what it actually does, because it does an antioxidant effect, and if that's all it did, that would still be a good thing, because if we can have an antioxidant effect in the body, we'll actually be affecting every single tissue, because every single tissue is exposed to oxidative stress. If we can't protect ourselves from that adequately, we're going to have damage in that tissue. So if that damage is in the arteries, that could lead to a heart problem. If that damage is in the muscles, it can lead to a muscular problem. If it's in the skin, it could lead to an aging effect where you get more wrinkles. If it's in any of the tissues, you can have a problem in that tissue. And so that's it. That would be a good place to be. But it's doing a lot more than that, which I'll get into in a little bit. It's having a protective effect, but it's also having a cleanup effect in the body to make the cells more efficient, to make them almost like you got a metabolic tune-up, that you took yourselves into the mechanic and you get in there under the hood and fixed everything up so you're running more efficiently. That's kind of what Protandim is doing. And it works through a mechanism that we call NRF2. NRF2 is a protein inside of every single cell that is kind of like a thermostat for cellular stress. And I'll get into how that works in a little bit. But that idea of activating that protective pathway that our cells have built in, that's the future of nutrition. In fact, that's the future of most of medicine now, to harness the body's protective functions and maximize them and make them more efficient so our body protects itself. So every pharmaceutical company that I'm aware of is studying the NRF2 pathway, trying to develop a drug to activate NRF2 and protect whatever tissue is that they're looking at, protect the brain, protect the nervous system, protect the muscles, protect the kidney, protect the liver, whatever the case may be. Another hot area in pharmaceutical research right now is to harness the immune system, get the immune system to be better at fighting off cancer, identifying cancer cells before they grow into a tumor, before they metastasize. So the body actually has most of the machinery already built in that we need to protect ourselves from any of those stressors that I listed at the very beginning of my talk. And unfortunately, the lives that we lead in this modern world beat those systems down and make them inefficient, so we're not able to protect ourselves as readily as we would if we were in balance. So if we think about the NRF2 pathway as sort of the future of protecting the body, has anybody in here ever heard of NRF2 before? Just a relatively few hands, right? So that's how it is out in the wider world. Hardly anybody in the public knows about NRF2. Lots of people know what antioxidants are, and lots of people are taking antioxidants. Anybody in here taking an antioxidant supplement, like a vitamin E or a vitamin C, or a beta carotene, or a multivitamin? Lots of hands are going up now. That is a billion-dollar business. Antioxidant supplements are multi-billion-dollar business in the United States. And so if we think about that, people taking E and C and beta carotene and selenium and zinc and those sorts of things, they are antioxidants. They are in our fruits and vegetables. You get E in your almonds. You get beta carotene in your carrots and your peppers. You get vitamin C in your citrus fruit and your strawberries and things like that, right? That is a perfectly acceptable way to get them. But when you start supplementing with them at very high levels and you start taking 400 units of vitamin E or 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C or, you know, 12 or 15 milligrams of beta carotene, what happens is you're not protecting the body anymore. You're interfering with the body's ability to protect itself. You're not able to activate those internal protective mechanisms. And so if you're doing that kind of stuff, not only are you not protecting yourself, but here are a bunch of studies showing if you're supplementing with too high a level of vitamin E, you're increasing your risk for prostate cancer. If you're supplementing with too high a level of beta carotene, you're increasing your risk for lung cancer. If you're supplementing with some of those high dose antioxidant multivitamins, you're increasing your risk for skin cancer. You're increasing your mortality rate, right? Mortality is basically you're dying sooner than you ought to. That's a bad side effect to have, right? Hard to come back from that kind of a side effect. But these data have been accumulating over the last 10 years or so, so that when I go to a scientific conference and I show this exact slide and tell the physicians that are there or the scientists that are there, we shouldn't be supplementing with these high dose supplements anymore. They're causing damage, not preventing damage. Everybody in the scientific conference goes, well, yeah, we've known this for 5 or 10 years. This is well accepted. But out in the public, people don't know that. And people are still supplementing with high levels of these things, as I said before, to the tune of billions of dollars every year. And they're causing damage in their body. So what do you think is going to happen next year or the year after that when this story does become mainstream news? And you hear about it on the local news and you read about it in the local paper. And everybody understands, whoa, I need to stop doing that. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to say, what can we do? They're still going to realize, well, wait a minute, I'm not eating those 5 to 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables. I'm not exercising the way I need to. I am aging. I do need to protect my body. I shouldn't do this. I should do it another way. And the way to do it is to activate your body's own internal protective mechanisms. Activate that NRF2 pathway. This is what the NRF2 pathway looks like. I'll leave it up there for a minute so you guys can copy it down. Okay? It's pretty complicated, right? It's wildly complicated. And we didn't even know about this pathway 15 or 20 years ago, right? This is a very, very new aspect of science. But what with the research has progressed so rapidly, just in the last really 5 or 10 years, we've figured out how we can turn on that pathway. So, you know, I'm just going to point out a couple little things here. Here's NRF2. Here's this NRF2 protein. When we naturally activate this, the body produces a whole family of protective antioxidant enzymes. So here you can see some of them. Heme oxygenase is one. Glutathione is one. Catalase is one. Superoxidase mutase is one. All of these are enzymes that our body naturally produces to protect ourselves. And so now we know that we can flip this switch called NRF2 to turn on our body's production of that. Here's a little more simplified way of looking at it, but still kind of complicated. When we look at it this way, we can look at things like this. This is superoxide. This is one of those reactive oxygen molecules that our body produces, that we breathe in from polluted air. That every time a car goes by and that little bit of exhaust that you smell, you just breathed in some of these damaging reactive oxygen molecules that are going to damage your cell membranes and damage your DNA and damage your mitochondria. If we didn't have the superoxide dismutase enzyme, this would kill us. That superoxide would cause enough damage in the body where the cells would die and we wouldn't be here having this conversation. Right now, we're in an oxygen-rich environment, this room, where we're all breathing. Every breath we take in and out, we're creating some of these free radicals. We're creating damaging molecules as a side effect of just breathing and metabolizing, right? So if we want to live, we can't avoid these kinds of things. If we want to go out in the sun, that's an oxidizing ray. If we want to, you know, if we want to eat that French fry every once in a while, if we want to eat a Christmas cookie, those are all things that can cause more oxidation in the body, and we need to protect ourselves from that. So we have things like superoxidase mutase, catalase, glutathione that can protect our bodies from those damaging molecules. This is how it looks in cartoon fashion. So I'm going to go through this really quick, but here's the NRF2 protein that I mentioned before. When we activate this with Protandim or any of these NRF2 activators, this NRF2 travels down into the DNA, into the nucleus where the DNA, where our genetic material resides, and attaches to a very specific part of the DNA to signal the production of those antioxidant enzymes. But it's also signaling the production of enzymes that we sometimes just call enzymes and proteins. Not enzymes are proteins, but not all proteins are enzymes. These housekeeping proteins that actually go around and clean up damage in the cell. So we're getting a shielding effect because we have more of those enzymes, but we're also getting a cleanup, a reparative kind of effect in those cells. So the cell now is more protected and more efficient in doing whatever it's going to do. If this is a liver cell, it's better at detox. If this is a nerve cell, it's better at conducting impulses through the body. If it's a muscle cell, it's better at doing a contraction, right? So whatever the function of that cell is, it's going to be better in the face of NRF2 activation versus not, because we're able to prevent that damage. And then the question becomes, how in the world do you do that? Well, we know now that we know what the switch is, that NRF2 is the switch that we can flip to get our body to protect itself better. Now we can look in the natural world and see what are activators of that switch. And here are some of them. We've known about the curcumin in turmeric that's in a lot of Indian food. We've known about EGCG, one of these catechins that comes from green tea, silymarin from milk thistle, et cetera, et cetera. There are lots and lots of compounds in the natural world. I mentioned some of them before. The sulforaphane from broccoli, the quercetin from apples, the compounds called OPCs that you find in grapes, and the resveratrol that you get in a glass of red wine. All of those are NRF2 activators. And a big piece of the reason why a lot of these fruits and vegetables and leaves are healthy for us when we ingest them is because of their NRF2 activation, right? It's a really, really fascinating area of science. These are the specific five that are built into the Protandim product. And the thing that's interesting about them is that, so how many people in here use Protandim right now? Okay, good number of hands. If you have somebody who's never taken Protandim before and they look at the side of the bottle and they say to themselves, or they say to you, oh yeah, I know all those five, I'll go down to the grocery store and I'll pick up some turmeric and some green tea and some Bacopa and I'll mix them all together myself and I'll get some benefits, right? Has anyone ever said that to you? Yeah, that happens all the time. Do you think they'll get any benefits? No. How come no? They will get some benefits, right? If they're not taking any turmeric now, and they go and they add some turmeric to their diet, they're going to get some Nrf2 activation. If they're not drinking green tea now, and they start drinking green tea tomorrow, they're going to get some benefit, some Nrf2 activation. But the magic here, so to speak, is that the combination of these five isn't just additive. It's not just 1 + 1 + 1 equals a 5x effect. It's a much more synergistic effect than that. And that's the invention that's the subject of all the patents, the 7 worldwide patents around the Protandim formula, that it synergizes like this. We can measure the production of Nrf2 protein. We can measure the activation of that pathway. We can measure the production of that Nrf2 protein. We can measure the production of enzymes. We can measure the level of oxidative damage. There's lots of ways we can get to, are we having a health effect at the cellular level? This is one way to look at it. So what we're looking at here is how much do each of these individual ingredients turn on the production of the Nrf2 protein? And what you see is they all have a little bit of Nrf2 activation, right? Here's ashwagandha, here's Bacopa. You can see where some of the others are. The curves that you see right here, the ones that have this profound, hugely effective induction of that Nrf2, production of more of that Nrf2 protein, are the blend. The U.S. Protandim blend, these five ingredients, and the Protandim blend in Japan, which is a different five ingredients. They share 4 in common, but in Japan we have to switch one out for regulatory reasons. Ashwagandha in Japan is regulated like a natural medicine, so we switch it out for black pepper. But both of those formulas have this very, very strong synergistic effect. So you can see that the production of Nrf2 is much, much higher, and it comes at a much, much lower level than taking any of the other things. Does that make sense to everybody? So that's what I mean when I say that we have a synergistic effect with Protandim. We know what we get with all the individual ingredients, and then we know what we get with the 5-ingredient blend. We can also look at it this way. This is looking at the production of one of those, of several that we've measured, one of those protective antioxidant enzymes. This one's called heme oxygenase. And you can see, here's what ashwagandha does, here's what Bacopa does, here's what green tea does. These little tiny blips don't look like much at all. If we took away the Protandim production of the blend right here, that 18-fold induction of production of that enzyme, these would actually look pretty good. I mean, these are pretty good on their own, but when you put it up against what Protandim is doing, it looks like they're not even effective at all. It looks like they're not doing anything, and in reality, they're doing a lot. But it's doing a lot more when we give it in that blend. And we know that when we do that in arteries and in brain cells and in blood vessels, cerebral blood vessels, and in muscle cells and in animals and et cetera, every single tissue system that we've ever looked at, that same idea holds true. We can improve the health of that tissue by turning on the Nrf2 pathway. And specifically, all of these studies are about the Protandim blend in and of itself. We have 20 studies right now on Protandim that shows in all of these different tissues, the same thing is happening, right? So that's all great news. But what's really important, especially from my perspective as a nutritionist, is I want to know what happens when I give somebody that tablet. If they swallow one of those yellow tablets every day for a period of time, can I actually measure something in that human, right? That's really what we care about. The other stuff is very interesting. So this study came out in 2006. And this is a study where people were supplemented over time with Protandim, and I'm just going to show you a couple pieces of data about what happened. So on this slide, what you're looking at is the increase in those two enzymes, or two of several enzymes. Superoxide dismutase going up over 120 days by 34%, and catalase going up 54%. Those are massive, massive increases in the body's natural production of these internal protective enzymes, right? That's a great thing. What we're able to say to these people is, you have a bigger shield, right? We're able to protect you at a much, much higher rate from all those sources of cellular stress. But I'll guarantee you, this person didn't wake up on day 120 and hop out of bed and go, oh yeah, my catalase feels awesome today, right? You can't feel that going on in your body, and that's one of the challenges of people getting on a product like this, because they'll get that protective effect, they'll get the cleanup effect, their cells will actually be younger in certain ways, but you can't necessarily feel that. Some people do, lots of people do, and they report back, you know, nearly miraculous stories, but not everybody's gonna feel that. And that's one of the reasons that we do as many studies as we do, so that we can prove to people, yep, it's working in this tissue, and this tissue, and this tissue, and across the mammalian species, basically, we're giving people that protective effect. So more enzymes, bigger shield. But we can look at it in another way. We can look at it this way, where we can measure the level of cellular damage. So we're measuring something here called T-bars, which is a way of measuring how much damage do you have to the cell membrane, right? The outer protective layer of every single cell in the body. You've got trillions of cells in your body, and this is looking at an average damage index throughout the entire body. And so what you see here is level of damage throughout the entire body and the cell membranes, and age. And what do you immediately notice here at baseline before anybody's been supplemented? What do you see?
Increases.
Yeah, why does it increase? Does anyone know? Why does an 80-year-old have a higher level of cellular damage than a 20-year-old?
They've been around longer.
Yeah, they've just been here getting damaged by life, right? And they've been breathing for 80 years. How dare they, right? They're causing oxidative stress in their bodies. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. We're seeing an age-related increase in oxidative damage. So when we ask the people, again, before they're supplemented with Protandim, were they supplementing with any other antioxidants? And we ask them specifically about vitamin E and vitamin C, and we draw an average line through what those people look like. Look at that. They don't have lower damage. They actually have higher damage. So vitamin E and vitamin C, those antioxidants that so many people are supplementing with, are not protecting them. It's actually not protecting them at all. They have higher damage. It might be interfering with the body's ability to protect itself. But when we supplement them with Protandim for 30 days, one tablet every day, 30 days, this is what we see. The age-related increase in oxidative damage is completely removed. So when we take away all those before supplementation numbers, now you can't tell an 80-year-old from a 20-year-old. You can't tell who's the older person. From a biochemical perspective, they're all 20-year-olds again, right? Does that make sense to everybody? That's an anti-aging effect right there. So sometimes you'll hear people say Protandim's an antioxidant. Yeah, it is, but has all these other benefits. Sometimes you'll hear people say it's an anti-aging supplement, and yeah, it is, but it has all these other benefits. And it led the authors to conclude this. This is the statement right from the paper. I'll move back here so everyone can see it. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment, with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% on average throughout the entire body in 30 days is astonishing. You simply don't see that level of change. And it's all because we've been able to figure out how to flip that switch that's already built into every single one of your trillion plus cells. That's why we're getting such a profound reduction throughout the entire body. Okay, so that gives us a good place to be. So I've been at the company now for about a year, just coming up on my 1 year anniversary in a couple of weeks. And when I interviewed for the job, my boss, Doug Robinson, who's the CEO, asked me what I think was a really important question. He said, you know, you've known about Protandim since it came out. You know, Protandim is a supplement that everybody in the nutrition industry has been following because it's a very different way, fundamentally different way, of protecting the body, of solving that problem of cellular stress. And so we've all been looking at it, we've all been looking at the research, so I'm very well aware of it before I came to the company. And he said to me, should LifeVantage be a Protandim company? And I said, I hope not. Should we be a Nrf2 company? I said, I hope not. I hope we'll always have that as part of the company. But because you could build a $1 billion business just on that. Just on that idea of NRF2 activation. There will be, there already are, NRF2 activating drugs that are multi-billion-dollar drugs. And we're just going to see more and more and more of those introduced. So Protandim could be a $1 billion business in and of itself. But I try to think of it from a broader biochemical perspective. If you've solved that piece, that oxidative stress piece, in such a fundamentally different and effective way, you've got an awesome foundation that you can build into other areas, right? So if you've solved that oxidative stress piece, you can build into inflammation if you want to. You can build into energy. You can build into sports performance. You can build into weight loss. You can build into beauty. You can build in to all of those other areas at a much more effective way because you've balanced those cells. Those cells are younger, they're healthier, they're more able to do their thing, and so they're more readily able to accept the other things that you might introduce. So this is what our product development strategy looks like. We have Protandim and this NRF2 activation idea to protect the cells and keep the cells healthy, but then we can build a Feel Your Best platform, and we've just gone into that area with Axio, our Feel Better drink. We can build a Look Your Best platform, which is our cosmetics platform, our beauty platform with the True Science skincare system. And we can build into a Perform Your Best platform, which is a little bit of an aspect of athletic performance, but really getting your metabolism to perform at its highest level so that you feel good and you can get down to that, you know, get back into those high school jeans if that's what your goal is, right? That sort of a thing. So that's where we're building into the future. You know, there's another reason for it too. It's not just sort of a nerd biochemical reason for us going in this direction. It really is kind of a mercenary reason, right? It's for pure business reasons. When's the last time somebody came up to any of the distributors who are here and asked for, you know, hey, have you guys got a NRF2 activator you can sell me? Never, right? Has anyone ever come up to any of you and said, do you have anything that will manage my oxidative stress? Do you have anything that will increase my catalase levels? No, that isn't something people are looking for, right? That's something people need. If they want to feel better, we need to do that first before we can legitimately help them feel better. If they want to look better, we have to do that first before we can do the other stuff. So we have to build that science into the products, but people are going to ask you for something for their energy levels or their mood or their stress. They're going to ask you for something to help with the wrinkles and the fine lines and the overall look of their skin. They're going to ask you for something to help them perform at their highest level, right? So that's why we're building into those areas. We can build better products because we're keeping the cells healthier. So let's talk about those for just a couple minutes. I know it's getting a little bit late, so we have, how long can we go? Till 8:30, 8:20? Okay, so I'll talk for maybe 5 or 10 more minutes about some of the data we have here, because I want to show you a couple of pieces that nobody else has seen yet about some of the new research that we have coming out. So if we look at the True Science skincare system, it works as well or better than products that cost 3 or 4 times. And people look at that and they go, how can you get these kinds of benefits? These huge percentages of people seeing these wonderful benefits in such a short amount of time. How can you get 7 or 8 or 9 out of 10 people at 4 weeks seeing all of these kinds of benefits? Firmer skin, more even skin tone, younger looking skin, et cetera, et cetera. And then at 2 months, 8 to 9 out of 10 people, right? That's a phenomenally high effect level for something over a short period of time. And the reason is we're actually able to induce a healing effect in the skin. And it looks like this. When we apply the True Science skincare products with the NRF2 activation to skin, this is what we see. We see an increase in the amount of NRF2 protein in the skin. So we're making more of that switch. We're able to activate that switch. were able to protect the cells in the skin at every single layer of that skin. So not just on the surface, down to the deeper layers. And so the fact that the skin is now protecting itself and rejuvenating itself means that you're having these results that you can see very quickly in the mirror looking back at your face. So what we're looking at here is a significantly higher level in the True Science group in terms of the amount of that switch, the ability to turn on that protection. When we do that, we're also able to measure in the True Science group a lower level of a particular kind of cellular damage. And what we're looking at here is a way of looking at DNA damage. And so a lower level of here of these compounds called thymine dimers indicates that once we damage the DNA, we damage the DNA in this study with ultraviolet light, and the skin was able to repair that DNA damage at a much higher level. Cosmetic products shouldn't do that, right? But ours do. And so the challenge for us is how to talk about this in a way that doesn't get us in trouble. You know, it's a, this is kind of a pharmaceutical drug-like effect that we're getting. But we're getting it with these natural ingredients. We're getting it by putting these Nrf2 activators from fruits and vegetables and, you know, the weeds and seeds I joked about before. We're getting that profound biological effect with these natural ingredients. That's the same exact thing that's happening throughout the body when you eat Protandim is happening right on the surface of the skin when you put these creams on. It's a totally different effect that you don't see in the cosmetics world. No other product in the market does this kind of stuff. Let me talk real quick about the Feel Your Best category. So we launched, when did we launch Axio? Two months ago? About 2 months ago, and people will look at it and they'll go, oh, an energy drink, right? Oh, it's like a Red Bull, right? I'll pick on my Red Bull girl here. And they'll go, oh, but it's probably a healthy version of Red Bull. And I'll kind of go, well, a little bit, I guess, because it does give you higher energy levels, but it really is more of a multifunction kind of a beverage where it's, remember all the things I said that drive our sensation of fatigue? Stress levels and mood levels and mental focus levels, et cetera, et cetera. We wanted to build a drink that would affect all of those in a multifactorial kind of a multidimensional kind of a way. So that if your issue is that mood issue, you're gonna feel better with Axio. If your issue is that brain fog issue, you're gonna feel better with Axio. If your issue is the stress issue, you're gonna feel better with Axio. And so the reason that that's important is because if you think about people who don't feel quite as good as they want to, what do they end up doing? I know this isn't any of you, but you probably have a friend who doesn't feel as good as they want to. What if mood is your issue, right? Your mood is not as high as you'd like it to be. You're kind of down in the dumps a little bit. What do you get?
They get grouchy.
But you end up trying to fix it with one of these, right? Every single one of these up here is a multi-billion dollar drug. If relaxation and tension is your issue, you can't relax enough because you're too tense and irritable, you might get one of these. Again, multi-billion dollar. If you can't focus, right, you can't sort of stay on task because of the brain fog, inability to concentrate, you might get one of those. Multi-billion dollars again. And then if you're just sort of normally, generally fatigued all the time, millions of people reach for one of these and we self-medicate with the Red Bulls and the Rock Stars and the Monsters and things like that. All of that together, we're spending, just in the United States, about $100 billion every year just to change the way we feel, right? And so I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical person at all. You know, I put these up here not to say that they don't work, but to say that, you know, an Ambien or a Paxil or a Lunesta or a Prozac, they'll change the way you feel, that's for sure. But if you just have some cellular stress, you just have some imbalance biochemically, we can rebalance that and probably help you feel a lot better through natural means, right? Why use a sledgehammer when a fly swatter is going to do the job, right? It's just going to get you right back into that balance zone so you feel better. And so this is the drink that we formulated, right? We used a multifunction approach, just like what we did with Protandim, just like what we did with True Science. We used quercetin from onions, and we used DMAE from sardines, and theanine from green tea, and proanthocyanidins from pine bark. You can also find them in grapes, but pine bark is a much higher concentration. And catechins from some of the other ingredients. But what we wanted to do is really give you a flip on all of those different switches so that people will take the drink and they'll go, I feel better. I feel like my normal self. I feel like vacuuming again, right? That's really, we're really trying to get your house clean is what we're trying to do with this. So real quick, just a couple pieces of data from our most recent Axios study. We wanted to see how fast people are feeling better. 15 to 30 minutes is where the majority of people are feeling that first onset of action of feeling better, that first initial boost of quote-unquote energy. How long is it lasting? When we look here, the majority of people are feeling 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, and a pretty high percentage still out around 4 hours, they're still feeling that residual sustained energy effect since they took it quite a long time ago. So there's an effect over minutes, there's an effect over hours, no matter which of the flavors you decide to use. And we also wanted to make sure that if we were getting such a good energy effect, we wanted to make sure we weren't flipping over and turning people into you know, just humming because they had too much energy going on in their bodies. And so we wanted to make sure we weren't giving jitters to people. Clearly we weren't. So we were getting quick energy, sustained energy, but we weren't flipping people over into that sort of tension and irritability and anxiety sort of jittery feeling. So not a lot of people sense that at all. We had a very good mental focus effect, and this is the vacuuming more. This idea of on the days that you took Axio, you felt like you were accomplishing more. You felt like you were getting more done. You had an actionable kind of energy that you could go out and feel motivated that you were doing things. That's a really cool effect that you're sure as heck aren't gonna get from a Red Bull or a Rockstar or even a 5-hour energy, okay? So I'll say one more thing about another category of product that we have coming. So right now we've got the protect yourself category with Protandim and Canine Health, our version of Protandim for dogs. We have a look your best category, that beauty category with True Science. We have the feel better category with Axio that I just described to you. And we have in our pipeline this perform better category that we're coming out with next year. When I say perform better, what do you guys think? You think work out harder?
No, make you smarter.
Make you smarter? Some joker in the audience will always go, sex. You know, it's an aspect of performance, I guess. When I think about performance, I think about what I would refer to as metabolic performance, right? So athletes are a piece of it. Sex is a piece of it. Having your brain perform better is a piece of it, so smarter is a piece of it. But why wouldn't we, it's bigger than all of that, right? Why wouldn't every single person in this world, in this room want to have a higher level of performance, right? No matter what you're doing, right? To, you know, perform better with your family, to perform better in your job, to perform better in your hobbies, whatever the case may be, we should all want to do that. And it all comes down to our metabolism, getting our blood sugar levels and our cortisol levels and all of that, getting it all going in the right direction. When it's not going in the right direction, this is what's happening. Our bodies are breaking down faster, right? If our bodies are out of balance, we're in a state that we refer to as being catabolic. Our bodies are breaking down faster than they're able to build up. So here what you see are neurons, brain cells. This is a balanced situation. That looks beautiful. Big projections, lots of them, many of them. That looks great in a balanced state. When your metabolism is out of balance and you're having poor metabolic performance, you have a functional impairment. First, that tissue doesn't work very well, but then you have a physical impairment where it starts to break down. It becomes catabolic. It can't heal itself anymore. It can't build itself back up. That happens in every single tissue in the body. It happens in your brain and your skin, and that's what causes those wrinkles. And it happens in your muscles, and that's what causes muscle wasting and muscle loss as we age. It happens in the bones and the arteries, and every single tissue in the body breaks down faster when our metabolism is off like that, except for one, this one. This one grows when we're out of balance biochemically, and this is our belly fat, right? It grows so quickly that it it's very difficult to get rid of unless you go in and rebalance that metabolism. So I consider metabolic performance to be sort of the third leg of a three-legged stool if you're trying to lose weight, especially if you're trying to lose belly fat. You have to have a good exercise program, you have to have a good dietary regimen, and if you don't have that third leg of the stool, that metabolic performance, you'll be spinning your wheels. You'll get some benefits from the diet and exercise, but then what happens? You hit the plateau, right? And you can't lose weight anymore. Or you lose some weight and you gain it right back because you haven't adjusted your metabolism. So that's the kind of stuff that we're building here. I'm going to stop right there with saying one more thing, which is look at all the studies that we have underway right now. You guys out there, if you're interested in the products or if you're interested in the business opportunity that comes with the products, it's not about you guys becoming nutritionists. It's not about you guys becoming the scientists, because you have a whole R&D team at LifeVantage that's doing this kind of stuff. We've got studies underway all around the world with different research partners. We have videos that we make. We have brochures that we do. We have books that we write. We have you know, audio files. We have all kinds of things to help you guys tell this very complicated scientific story, but it's built into products that are super, super easy to use. Swallow one tablet a day. Use the skin cream on your face twice a day. You know, drink one of these drinks once or twice a day. You know, very, very easy products to implement so you can get all this complex biochemistry back in balance. Because if you do that, you're going to feel better, and you're going to look better, and you're going to perform better. And what you'll end up doing is becoming what I refer to as that best future you. You'll become that best future version of yourself, and you'll get a lot more vacuuming done, which is one good benefit. But what I see when I come out to meetings like this is that people feel so much better, they want to share that with somebody else, and they end up paying it forward. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. You know, we can hear wonderful stories like Teresa's, and we're going to pay that kind of a story forward. When people feel this good in their bodies because of the metabolic balance, they're going to pay that forward. And in this kind of an atmosphere, we can affect thousands and millions of lives around the world. So that's why I'm here at LifeVantage, and I really appreciate you guys being here tonight to listen to me. All right, have a nice night. Do you want this one?
Thank you, Dr. Talbot. So, in order to be eligible for the door prizes, there will be a quiz.